ಕುಡವನಿರಂ ನಾನು ಕಾಮ ಕೋಟಿ ಸುಂದರಾಕಾರಗಯ ಪಾಗಲಿಂಚು ಶ್ರೀಪಾಮರ ಜನುಲನ್ ಚೇರಲೇ ನನು ಜುಪರುಳವೇ ಏಡ ಏನು ಕಮಲನಾಭತಾಳನು ಹರಿ ಮೋದಿತ ಜೋಮಣಿ ಪಾಜ ಜಲದೀ ಸೋಮಪ ನನಿದ ಪಮ ಮಗರಿ ಗಮಗರಿ ರೇ ಸರಿ ಸರಿ ಗಮ ಪದನಿ ದನಿ ಸನಿ ಸರಿ ಗಮಗರಿ ರೇ ಗರಿ ಸನಿ ದವ ಪಮ ಗರಿ ಗಮ ಶ್ರೀ ವರ ರಘುಕುಲ ಮುನನು ಪೂಟಿ ಸೀತಂ ಮನುಷೇಯಿ ಪಟ್ಟಿ ದೇವರಿ ಪುನಿದರ ಮುಲದಾಗ ಕೋಟಿ ಧರ ಭಾರ ಮುನ ಡಂಚಿ ನಯತಿ ಶ್ರೀರ ಗಮ
Hello and welcome back to Raga Rasika. This is a podcast program that explores the world of Carnatic music. Joining us from Albany, New York is Vidya Subramanian. In the last segment, we were discussing the Veena, a plucked string instrument in Carnatic music. Now let's move on and talk a little bit about the Veena itself as an instrument. Vidya, could you please describe for us the instrument and its structure and what it looks like and so on?
Sure. In order to describe the Veena, I would like to discuss three things. Firstly, I would like to talk about the physical structure of the Veena and how it looks. Next, I will discuss the strings on the Veena as well as the frets. And finally, I would like to share with all of you the role of each of the strings and how these strings are tuned. Coming to the physical structure, the Veena can be described as a lute-like instrument which has 24 metal frets. It is about 4 feet in length and its design consists of a large resonator, which is also known as kudam or pot, that is carved and hollowed out of a log, usually of jackwood. The resonator is attached to a tapering hollow neck known as the dandi. The dandi is topped with the frets, which are set in black wax on wooden tracks, and there is a tuning box that culminates in a downward curve with an ornamental dragon's head called the yari. There is a smaller pot which helps maintain the Veena in a horizontal position. There is also a small table-like wooden bridge that is topped by a brass plate which is glued in place with resin. Now coming to the strings and frets, as I mentioned earlier, the Veena has 24 frets which are basically used to produce the musical notes by sliding the fingers along these frets. There are 7 strings, out of which 3 strings are open strings that are not placed across the frets, and these open strings are for providing the rhythm. There are 4 main playing strings. The fundamental note which determines the shruti is often set at around moon kattai or a pitch of 3, which can be equated to the note E on the Western scale, although there is some flexibility in choosing the fundamental. The 4 main playing strings are tuned such that 2 of them are tuned to the fundamental as well as the 5th note from the fundamental, which is the pa, and the other 2 main playing strings are tuned to the same notes but in the lower octave. The 3 open strings that are used for rhythm are tuned to the fundamental note, the panchamam or the 5th from the fundamental, and also the fundamental in the higher octave or the octave of the fundamental. Today, all seven strings are made of steel, and the lower strings are often wound like the lower strings of a guitar. Coming to the tuning of the strings, the coarse tuning is accomplished and controlled by the rotation of large wooden pegs, and finer tuning can be obtained by using miniature tension controls on the main bridge.
Vidya, before we continue on discussing the veena and other aspects to it, let's complete this portion by sharing with the listeners how the veena is actually positioned and played.
Certainly. The veena is generally played by sitting in a cross-legged posture with the instrument tilted slightly away from the player. The veena's large resonator or kodam is placed on the floor just beyond the player's right thigh. The smaller pot typically rests on the player's left thigh, with the left arm passing beneath the neck of the veena, with the hand curving up and around so that the fingers rest upon the frets of the veena. The palm of the right hand typically rests on the edge of the top plank so that the fingers can pluck on the strings. The strings are plucked with the right hand, while the left hand is used to press the strings between the frets to produce the notes. The typical range of a veena is 3.5 octaves. The three open strings, which act as the drone strings or the rhythm strings, are played with the little finger.
Fair enough. So Vidya, now let's talk a little bit about veena and how these veenas are actually manufactured or produced. Veenas are made in several regions in South India. Those that are made by hereditary makers from Tanjore seem to be prized and valued highly. It's really fascinating to note that the instrument is still handcrafted using all the components that Vidya just talked about. Come to think about it, the positioning of the frets themselves require significant thought, because there's a lot of mathematics and physics involved in terms of frequencies to produce the accurate acoustic effect. So to think that it is still handcrafted and manufactured in that way is really a fascinating thing. The wood themselves are seasoned for a few months before construction. A single master manufacturer or maker, usually who also works with an apprentice, works on the instrument from start to finish, including the preparations, the carving, setting other metal components, polishing, decoration, the placement of the frets, and the final touches. Now, coming to the types of veenas, the Tanjore veenas have two types of varieties. The Ekanta veenas are carved out of a single piece of wood, and the Ottu, which in Tamil means joined, the Ottu veenas are made out of three pieces that are joined together. It's interesting to note that the veenas are created out of wood from the jackfruit tree. If you go to South India, the jackfruit tree is quite common, and it's also known for their resistance to termites. So it's a nice choice if you think about it. Veenas are also made in Mysore, Trivandrum, and as well as in Andhra Pradesh and South India. Veenas that are made in Mysore and Trivandrum sometimes use rosewood instead of jackwood.
It is also interesting to note that recently detachable veenas have been invented and are used by traveling artists, since these are more portable and easy to carry along when they travel across the world to perform. There are also some versions of the veena that are built with electronic amplifiers, but again, the soulful music of the true veena can probably never be replicated by the electronic versions. Before we conclude the segment, we would like to play a snippet by the late Srimati Veena Dhanammal. Veena Dhanammal was a legendary veena player who lived between the years 1867 and 1938, her mastery over the instrument was considered truly exceptional. In the snippet that we are going to hear now, she plays a thanam. A thanam is a form of improvisation that is rendered with jatis or rhythmic syllables. The thanam is often associated with the form of improvisation that is known as ragam, thanam, and pallavi. It is also interesting to note that thanam playing techniques are considered very important for a veena player to master, and it is fairly common to find in a veena concert that a thanam is played before a kriti, which is not usually the case with vocal concerts or with other instrumental concerts. So now let's go ahead and listen to the snippet by Srimati Veena Dhanammal, in which she plays a thanam.
Fascinating, Vidya. Thank you for that snippet. In a subsequent episode, we will drill deeper into that particular snippet by Srimati Veena Dhanammal and talk about it. We may also feature a few prominent Vainikas or Veena artists. But for now, let's pause here and pick up next time and continue our journey in Carnatic music. To learn more about Vidya, visit her online at vidyasubramanian.com. Write to us by going to ragarasika.com. We're also very excited to share with you a new way to get in touch with us. If you have Skype installed on your computer, you can now call us on Skype and leave a voicemail message. Our Skype ID is ragarasika. When you do, please leave us your name and where you're calling from. That's all for now. Hope to see you next time. Till then, goodbye.
కమలనాభతాళను హరి మోదిత్యోమణి పాచ జలదీయి సోమప నని దమ మగరి గమగరి సరి సరి గమ పదని ధని సని సరి గమగరి గరి సని దమగరి గమ శ్రీ వర రఘుకులమునను పూటి సీతం మనుషేయి పట్టి దేవరి పునిదరముల దగ్గోటి ధర భారమున డంచి నటి శిరగమ ఆ